1, 2, 3, enter! But Gen Z guys, I have a special person in the studio with me. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Kathy Baga is back, people. I am back. I am back. How you guys? I've missed you. How have you been?
Oh, like are you well? You missed us.
I did. Let me tell you something.
Oh, like Kathy would send me messages once in a while. You guys, I was alone and frightened in Kampala, and Kathy was gallivanting in Jinja.
You understand the job. I wasn't gallivanting. I was working in Jinja. Mm-hmm. And I was in a department, the art department, that we start the day and end the day. So time for chit-chatting with friends, checking on people, was like for random days of like once, twice in a month or something like that. So let's stop complaining.
Just know, this is, let me tell you how long it's been since I last saw Kat. This is the first time that we're seeing each other in almost, what, 3 months? Four months.
It's more than that, Solea.
Oh, you see? Kathy's here glowing. Her skin is like, you know what? Okay, in Uji we had this slang of, what was it? Musche? Someone's musche. Like, their skin is just on point. She has an inner glow, you guys.
Eh? Remember those lines, eh? Mm-hmm. In Rabadaba's song. Mm-hmm. Eh?
Which one?
Oringo Munya, Gwensu Demata. Like, you're the lizard that has been thrown. Eh? Your skin glitters like a lizard that has been thrown in milk. Yes. That is the best description of my skin, you guys. It is clear.
It is clear. Kathy looks unbothered and very free. I was here trying to fumble with content for you guys. You even had me having to switch. I became very official. You know, please go and listen to the previous episode, by the way, that we did with Joan Mugenzi. You'd really love it. But for those of you who are joining us for the first time, Kathy Bagaya happens to be a producer, a scriptwriter, an actress, props master, and this time around, she was in charge of the arts department, correct?
I was the props assistant.
Props assistant in the arts department for a production, for a local, not actually local, it's regional.
It's regional, guys from Kenya and Uganda.
Kenya and
Tanzania is not involved.
It hasn't yet joined us, but they'll be there for the next step. That next season, we are hoping and
praying. The collaboration is between Ugandans and Kenyans, yes. And it's an educational kind of thing. So you have different kinds of talents that are coming in from Kenya, then you have Ugandan talent. So we're both learning from each other. And it has really been a good experience, actually.
Yeah. You feel yourself being challenged in a positive way.
Yes. Very challenged. I think I'm better right now. You know, in our film world, some people get in and they specialize.
Yes.
But I think it's important for you to know, to work in all the different departments, to understand how everything works.
Yes.
So from running to the art department, to the lights, ask questions. You may not fit there, but ask questions about lights and gaffer and grips and all those things. Then camera guys, if you don't like being behind the camera like me, really I don't, but you need to learn more about the angles, you know, what kind of lenses. So that if you're a producer and someone comes and tells you, oh, this happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me. Are you sure you're telling me the truth?
Yes. And I'm glad that you're going through that, because you and I have had a very different experience in our career, as much as we're in the same field. I coming from the TV world, you coming from film and theater. And it's a different experience when you now have been given the opportunity to move in the different departments. For us, that was a must. In fact, it would make the minute you walk in, they'll be like, now you're going to every department, and you'll be like, finance for what? Like, I don't want to be in finance.
You must get into finance.
I know. To get into the finance department, you don't want to hear how people are screaming. All you know is finance managers, it's for approaching them humbly at the door.
Just get the money.
You knock politely and ask on the 25th, has the payment come through?
Yeah.
And you know, has it hit our banks yet? Anything else? You don't want to hear about your salary is being choked over, taxes have been increased over, NSSF, anything like that. So
yeah,
I'm glad you have,
like, imagine being like the props assistant, you have to speak to the producer or the production manager to make sure they give you money. So they're asking you, do we actually need these props? And you're like, yeah, I need the prop. But you must, the script says it. But so what if the script says it? Is it necessary?
Yeah.
So you're having conversations with the director, with the producer, with a production manager. It's a whole link of people.
Yes.
So your communication skills are also improved.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, when you get out into the town and you're meeting people to actually get these things, because the production house is not going to give you a Prado.
Yes.
It doesn't have it. So you must meet somebody. You must go out there in the communities and actually speak to people.
Oh, wow.
So communication skills. Yo, Now I can approach anyone.
Eh?
Be at the top, the middle, and the lowest.
You can speak to anyone.
Yeah, you can. You have to speak to everyone and anyone. Oh, so you learn a lot.
And you guys really need to check out Kathy's Instagram. She's been very, very active.
Like, yes, please
tell people what
yes.
your handles are so they can find you.
Do I know my handles? So yeah.
Check your life. It's a puss. How is it that I know your handles
but
and you don't know?
I am such a problem. I never stick with these things in my head. Like somebody asked me, what are you called on Instagram? I know my name is Kathy Chipus Baga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you look for me that way, you will find me. Be it Twitter,
yes.
be it a TikTok, it's
but
K
now,
Chipus.
Remember, we have people from outside countries listening to this.
Yes.
So you have to spell it out for guys.
Ah,
so know.
Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Then Chipus is K-I-P-U-S-I-E. Bagaya is B-A-G-A-A-Y-A. So if you get that, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, it's at Chipus.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Have faith in yourself, Kaya.
I do,
can see
I
you
do.
Doubting. My... like, is that my handle? Why it's not? Why it's quite... But anyway, Kathy, you know, because Kathy and I haven't seen each other in a long time, much as we were communicating, like she said, her being on... a set and being very, very busy, she hardly barely had any time. By the time Kathy would even reach out to me, it could be like midnight.
Yeah,
a random thing of, hey Saul, how you doing, how's everything? I'm like, Kathy, you've now remembered me.
but the good thing is that you're not emotional or sensitive about these things.
Yes, true.
When a friend tells you they've gone to Jobo, you get it.
It's also because I'm in the same field, so I understand.
Yes.
If someone actually says I had no time to get back to you, like I understand. Like,
now imagine
mm.
I was dating and I'm telling a guy something like that who is not in our department, no our world. Some of them are not understanding
at
all.
Let me tell you, Kathy and I could do an entire episode on what dating life is like when you're in this field, because
oh my gosh,
the number of plates you have to balance and balls that you have to juggle in the air to keep your work going, and then there's your personal life. And let me tell you, at the end of the day, work always wins. It's one of these where work ends up winning, but that's a topic for another day. We'll touch on that one later.
Yes.
But Kathy, so what was it like? Because this happened during lockdown, when, because I know you had started writing early on in February, you got the green light to start writing. You know, it's just straight after elections. We've just come out of an election season period, voting period rather, presidential. For those of you who don't know, Uganda had its elections early this year, but late last year, and then voting took place early this year, I believe, in February or January.
It was in, I think, in March. Was it in March?
It was much earlier. Check
yeah.
Probably have phones beeping. Okay. Meanwhile, it wasn't me, people. Sorry. But should be shouting, silence on set. But anyway,
it was in January.
Mm. So during that time, of course, we were locked up in our own world. We were going through our own things. We, you know, Corona was on a rampage. No one was quite certain about the future. And you were going through the process of writing. And we were just discussing this before. Like, what was it like for you now with the second lockdown coming in? Because the second lockdown, I think, was put into effect in July.
Yeah.
Late June is when we had that. And then I think it went on until August.
Yeah.
So what was life like moving from being locked up at home? I know you hadn't been vaccinated. We had that conversation.
Yes. I must tell you, Soleil, that I got my first jab. When I came back from... I got myself... I thought about it and I'm like, but Kathy, what are you so afraid of? You got polio. You are not there to say yes or no.
Yes.
But now, this is the thing about this vaccination thing, Soleil. We are adults now, apart from the children. So we have to make these decisions ourselves.
Yeah.
So as much as we are being pushed to go and get vaccinated, somebody has to think about it.
True.
Like every time I'm on, I usually hitch boda rides, you guys. These are motorbikes that move around our cities.
Fastest way
so
to get around.
Every time when I'm boda, I am having a conversation with a boda rider. It's either them asking me whether I put in the jab, or it's me asking them whether they have. So recently I'm like, yes, I did get my jab. So the guy was like, so how was it?
Yes.
Are you okay? You know, they are curious. They don't know. So my question is, are the people being sensitized enough?
They are, actually. There's a lot of sensitization going on, but I would say one of the things that the vaccination campaign has to also counter is propaganda as well. People come out and say all sorts of things. And of course, you always have people who are anti anything, you know, you can pick anything. There are people who are anti oranges, you know, like, we hate oranges are the worst kind of fruit, and then there'll be others who say we actually love it. So there'll always be that. But in a situation like this, of course, there's a lot of education going around. There's a lot of sensitization going on. Even just as recently, I think as 2 weeks ago, I think there was one that was held just here in Kololo for specifically for the border border riders, where they
So I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. So Kathy had her job, and I was happy because Kathy and I were flexing on this issue. And
Kathy, go and get
your job, and she was like, no. So no matter what your views might be about being vaccinated, it was one of the things where you want to know that you did everything you could to protect yourself, right? Yes. And of course, there are worries about side effects. What happens, you know, to people who had clotting issues and all of that? Trust me, I had, like I told you guys in my previous episode that I did about my health scare, the cardiologist I was talking to said, you have no idea how many people have called me about this blood clotting issue. Like everybody thinks that they're going through it. So it's one of the things that he was able to, you know, calm my fears in regards to that. Say, you know, if you look at your oxygen levels, they're perfectly normal. If you had had a clotting issue, your levels would have been much lower than that. We would have actually been able to see that. So, but anyway, that's another topic, you guys. Vaccination. Yes. Anyway, back to
Kathy.
Keep
on meandering.
This is how long it's been since we were together.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get back to it. So you've been
away.
You've been away. You were in Jinja. It's a beautiful town, of course, to be in. What was it like being away from home? Just being out of your environment, just for a second, because you know, I know you live at home. Now being by yourself, so to speak, you weren't by yourself, but just being by yourself, so to speak, and now being pulled out of that environment, taken to a completely new town.
I think when this second lockdown hit, honestly, this time around it was hard on me. The first one, it was like a trial thing, you know, like a chicken brought to a new home, of enter the gate, this is your area. That's what the first lockdown felt like. It was a testing, what's happening, how is it like, second lockdown, I knew exactly what was going to happen to me. So I think it was harder for me. And along the way, I believe I must have gotten into like a depression kind of link. And I felt like I just wanted to be more to myself. You remember how we used to do our Kathy chats wherever?
Yes.
This time around, Solea, I would start recording and I would just stop. Like I felt like, why am I even stressing myself? I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to be around people that were, you know, those people who are too chatty. Even when the world is going in a mess, there are those people who are
like,
just
I don't want to know.
Talkative. And I'm thinking, can I just be in my head? Like, allow me, please. I look at phone calls and I'm thinking, why are you calling? Like, why are you calling me right now? So I think I did more of staying indoors. I tried to watch movies. I tried a lot of that. I tried reading. So the only way I'll distract myself from myself was read, watch films. But I was really in that hole. I was there. I could feel it. And maybe cooking. I got into the whole meat pie. You know, in the second lockdown, I made meat pies with people.
Kathy was posting every now and then about her cooking skills.
So the meat pies saved me. Then towards the end, like beginning of August, when people were wondering, when are they going to open the borders? When is this happening? In June, we got a call and we signed our MPK contracts.
This was for the drama series.
Because we knew this man, our dearest President Museveni, with due respect, was going to open the borders in June. Yo, Jama did not open. So went through July. Because you're anxious, you're looking towards work, like getting away from home, something new, something different. Then finally he opened in August. So the calls were made and we had to start preparing for August. I couldn't wait. But in that very same period, my mother got a bit ill. So we had to make sure she had to come in for medical care. So now she's staying with me. So I heard that, and I was worried, who was I going to leave her with? Because you know me, I'm a spinster. I stay solo. I do my thing solo. But I talked to some of my sisters and we found a way to do it.
Sort of balance the load.
So I found my way to Jinja. I was excited. So new place, new people. People I hadn't seen like 4 years. So it was exciting. And here I was going to work. So my mind had already switched it to the work zone. And when I enter the work zone, you people, friendship.
Yes, it's laser focus, guys. You can forget. Oh. If your cat is friend, just forget it. Just be calm and understand your place.
Yes. And make your peace with it. And I think I need, it's something we need to talk about. Mm. I need to know how to merge the two.
Mm.
Work and friendships, or work and family. Mm. Like, how do these two relations work alongside each other and they are both being fed? Because I honestly don't know how to do that. When I'm in the work zone, I switch off. When I'm writing,
I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily, Kathy, because for the kind of work that you do as a writer, you have to shut off everything else to create these worlds that you're building, and you have to think about your characters and you have to make it very real. So having the real world interfere with that sort of throws you off your track. So it's understandable. I think maybe what you're looking for is some form of schedule or routine that you can follow where, you know, as crazy as it might sound, guys, and I've been seeing this with a number of people, blocking out time even for fun in your schedule is a good thing to do. You can actually do it. Say between every, like Joanne was on that show last week, she talked about every Wednesday being her pause day. Like, she does absolutely, there's no nothing. Work. You get an out of office response from her. She does not take any calls. The whole of Wednesday is dedicated to her, just for sanity's sake, you know, just to find that balance.
Like our Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Supposed to just to be for chilling. I'd even forgotten. Yeah. Supposed to be for chilling and just relaxing.
Yeah.
So those are things that you can find a way of creating a balance so that you know you can compartmentalize, because that's how you have to work. And you compartmentalize, saying script writing time has to take this block, and then, you know, when it comes to working now on a set, that's like the entire day or the entire week, because after that you have to block off time for resting, for eating, to sort of recharge yourself for the next day. So that's all well and good, but you know it doesn't last forever. Your productions come to an end. You have to, like, now you're back here on a break. I don't know for how long, meanwhile, but you're back on a break. How long are you here for, Kathy?
I honestly, like I told you earlier, the air is telling me something else. So I can't say so.
You can't say.
But
okay.
I believe yes.
Yeah, see how Kathy is
telling you. You guys, you get it, eh?
You don't know.
You know, when God starts to elevate you, you feel it in your spirit.
She's just making now the moves that just happening.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that's what I would say about that. You'll figure a way and you'll figure out something that will make sense.
I think I am very good at knowing my work schedules. Like, if in a, like, for example, when I'm in Jinja working, the fact that there are other human beings around me, and in those human beings I have very close friends, like I'm always Rachel, Nantume. So I think because I have her there, it's a comfort for me. Like, I feel through her I'm connected to other
people.
To my other friends. And then I also have friends that I met from season one, from Kenya. So them being here, I feel like, I have my people. Like, I have a few of my people here. So those other people that I'm not seeing, I believe they know and they understand. I'm there. I'm okay. And when I do check on them, they're also like, she's okay. Unlike some people who are thinking, oh, what's wrong with Kathy? Now, I believe those people don't know me. So I feel like such people should not be in my life. And yet some of them are just new. They're learning. So you give opportunities, you give chances. But
After that, you're sort of like, you know what, your chances have run out. I've given you like 20 of them. I think we're done. I think we're good here. But one of the things, Kathy, that we were talking about even as we were chatting outside before we came. By the way, once again, we're at National Theatre. We're not in a studio, but we're in one of the rooms next to the studio. Because we are friends, we know people.
You must social capital.
Social capital, indeed. You as Kathy has said.
Mm.
And then I would say, for myself, it's been a very good. I'd say I'm now in a very good place. Right now, in terms of my fitness, guys, I took myself on a 21-day challenge. I dragged my poor brother in on it. He didn't have a
brother,
choice.
This brother of yours, brother, Chris has suffered with this Solea, I must say.
Shout out to Chris, because you're like the
Chris,
real one.
Chris, thank you so much for being a good brother.
Such a good brother. But I dragged him in and I said, I need a gym buddy, otherwise I will not stick to this 21-day challenge. And I just committed to working out every single day. Of course, we're taking some breaks in between.
But Solea, before you go on, like, what had taken, you know, I know you for being a fanatic via your exercising and all. Like, what happened that took you off? Like, happened?
So anyway, I think it was just the miss. Oh, I know what had happened. I had handed over responsibility of my health to somebody else. Like, that was somebody else's problem. Mm. That should be my trainer's issue. Mm. That should be, you know, someone. Like, I don't know why I went down that path, but
It's like handing over your baby to that maid. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I sort of just, I sort of delegated responsibility and just said, somebody else can do it.
Mm.
Hence us having some background noise. We have some musicians outside. You know how close they can be. But, I ended up delegating, and then I found myself slipping into, and it was so gradual, guys. I think that's the thing that we fail to realize. It creeps up on you. It's not like it just happened one day that now suddenly I was feeling.
I can't get out of bed.
Yeah, I was feeling burnt out, basically, and I couldn't get out. I was going through it, guys. I was in it, and I was going through it, and I couldn't see the end of it. Don't you think we're going to have to tell these guys to sort of keep quiet? No?
It's okay.
We can. Here, Kathy, being diplomatic. Anywho, so I decided one of my dear friends was having her birthday party, and you know, she's a very, very dear friend of mine. Martha, shout out to you. And my friends were saying, you know, we really, really have to get together and, you know, have a party and make sure that we celebrate each other and that we can actually. As I'm talking, Kathy was asking for silence outside. But, you know, friends who told me we should get together and, you know, celebrate one of our friends who was going to celebrate a big, big birthday. And I remember at the time I was like, oh, I can't get out of bed. I just literally feel like I can't get out of bed. Mm. I just feel no energy. And this had happened on top of my, you know, episode where I thought I was having a heart attack. And I was just thinking, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to be at home and I just want to rest and recover. I think I'm burnt out. So it was after going to see my friend, going to be with her, celebrated her, and a group of us after the party was all said and done were just sitting and talking. And I remember it was one of the most deep and very, I don't want to say constructive, but it was a very soul-moving conversation we were having as adults. You know, all of us probably late 30s, early 40s now, just talking about life in general. And it was one of those things that I started to get. It was almost an aha moment. That's a light bulb moment started to happen of I had neglected myself. I had neglected taking care of me. I had neglected putting myself first. And of course, it sounds very selfish when you say put yourself first, but you can't pour from an empty cup. You keep hearing that.
Mm.
So I just decided on that very day, I said, let me pass by a gym with another friend of mine. Went by a gym, saw it. Afro Park is where I go. Passed by, loved it. Saw it immediately and said, okay, this is the place. And I picked my trainer immediately, said, you're going to be my trainer.
Because the way you guys are so particular. Oh.
Yeah, when I find my person, I'm just like, now you're responsible. Yeah. You're responsible for being my trainer. And here are my issues. This is what I need you to do. So I gave myself a 21-day challenge. Mm. And to even make sure that I had no way of slipping out of that challenge. Because, you know, you can be like, I'm on a 21-day challenge.
You did accountability.
In your head, it's like, it's just me. If I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Who's going to force me? I now had to post it up. And I did that deliberately. Where I posted it up on Instagram, on my Instagram stories. Because that's a day one of that 20-something day challenge. Knowing that, of course, someone's going to call me out and ask me, hey, Sole, it's been X number of days.
There's always somebody watching. Yes.
And people always will send you a message, Gwe, what's happening? Are you not? And I'm like, no, I'm actually getting into it. So this Saturday, the day after today, will be my 21-day challenge.
Oh, they're done.
They'll be done.
Wow, Sole, well done. Yeah,
thank you. So I'm probably just impacting on everything else, Kathy. Like, I found myself now becoming more focused, even now when it comes to my spiritual life, my relationship with God. I'm being very, very intentional about it, and it's my way of dealing. Now, for other people, you might have your ways of dealing. Maybe for you, it's spending more time with your family. Maybe it's deciding what you want your life to be in terms of your career. But this is how I'm dealing with it. So.
But I've liked the word that you've used, intentional.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be intentional about everything.
True.
If you don't want to be out, be intentional about it. Let nobody force you to get out of the house. Like, stay in until you're ready.
True.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So it's like how I cannot find myself in a conversation with somebody I don't know what to want to have a conversation with. I'm very intentional about these things these days.
Yeah.
So, Leah, my soul needs to be fed by people, by things that actually add value to me.
Yeah.
That's very important for me.
Yeah.
So even when I find somebody preaching, if my spirit is saying, no, this is not it for now, I'll find something else that's going to feed my soul. Yeah. Still in the lane of God, but I'll find somebody else that speaks to me.
Yeah, because so, there are different messages for different seasons in my life anyway.
So I'm not taking in everything and anything. I'm being choosy.
But what, guys, we're about to wrap up because let me take Kathy and I on a roll, man. We're like, after this one, I'm going to record another one. So even if we're keeping these ones nice and brief, we're doing another one straight after this. So don't go anywhere. Please make sure you stick around. And guys, do us a huge favor. If you can, please subscribe. Please share. Mm. If you'd even like to sponsor, tell us, holler at us, because we just discovered recently, unfortunately, the platform that we're on doesn't allow us to do any sort of sponsorship. Online.
Because we are not in the U.S. of America. States of America. You guys,
if we do
we
have
not.
Some, we have some listeners in the United States of America, but it's all good. It's all good. We shall find a way. But Kathy and I, of course, still want to find ways in which we can make sure that we bring you better and better episodes as time goes on.
Yes.
And yeah, so where are you right now? Like, what space are you in right now? How are you feeling right now about life?
I am relaxation. Mm. Right now, I just want a bit of a peace of mind. You know, when you come for a job, you must debrief yourself.
Mm.
Because I was in a different place with different people.
Mm-hmm.
I was with actors. Yes. I was with guys behind the scenes, the camera
the
people.
Tech team, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I became a celeb in the whole of Jinja because I was moving around meeting people. I want this. I'm looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm back to Kampala City. I'm back to Fun Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm debriefing myself.
Yes.
And then feeding myself new energies.
Mm.
So even myself, I need to take a moment and relax and, you know, not just head back in
straight
without
clearing
my mind first.
True, and I think you do need that. It's a decompression and sort of now re-acclimatized to Kampala life and our crazy motherboard.
Oh my God, the noise, the jam.
Yes.
I was like, where am I back?
I know, right? This is
here I am.
This is the kind of place.
But
that
I still love Kampala City. It's still my number one. Yeah, it is.
So what you're hearing out there, someone playing the saxophone, guys, we're surrounded by musicians, but be cool. We were at the National Theatre that has a collection of artists. This is
at least now you know it's not dying. There are still people who come here.
Yes, this is still something in terms of arts. So we don't know what the heck that is, but anyway.
It's still a music instrument.
It's still
one of
the musical instruments. But in terms of you guys, we're wondering how you're doing. And people, thank you so much. There were a number of you who sent in, you send us private messages that we truly appreciate.
Mm.
You've sent your messages, you've sent queries as to things that you'd like for us to talk about. We appreciate that. So keep doing it. We need your help. This is like a collaboration. Like, Kathy and I are creative, but come on, we're not that creative. Like, we need some help.
We're not alone. We need you.
We need you guys to help us out.
And if
and
you
say,
want to feature, please, just let us know.
Yes. Because wouldn't it be great? Like, if you would come on the show and you would hang out with Kathy and I, it would be
if
so
you're
cool.
Shy, remember, it's audio.
It's audio.
It's not a video.
There's
so
no
it's
one
okay.
watching you
come.
Apart from Kathy and
come
I.
Come and talk.
Even if we're in outside countries, man, we can make it happen. Like, Zoom and its friends. We can. Okay, last time Zoom sort of let us down, but we can still find a way. Trust me.
There's
really,
always
really
a way.
Can. So if you're interested, please highlight us. Please let us know what you'd like done. Personally, I think we're all in a good space right now, Kathy and I. I think, you know, being at peace, I've never felt more at peace right now with myself than I have in a very, very long
That's
time.
That's good. So
it is. It feels really good. And I think it took a while to get here, but I also recognize that it's going to take work to stay here. Because it's work every day where you have to, you know, changing the internal narrative and also, you know, figuring out what I want with life and figuring out what I don't want anymore. I feel for a lot of us, Kathy has talked about it, feeling like there's a shift, like things are happening, you know, you can, and you almost feel like getting ready for whatever's coming around the corner because you're putting all the work. And guys, when I tell you that whatever Kathy has coming her way, she truly deserves because she has put in the work. So I hope you'll take inspiration or be motivated by what you're hearing her talk about. She's even just touching the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the things that have been coming to her in this season. But of course, that's so. Trust me, and please understand, be understanding if once in a while Kathy decides to disappear on us, but trust me, she'll be back. Even if she says,
I'm
filming wherever, trust me, she'll be back to film. She's not abandoning the show, and I won't even let her. She's joking. So we're dying in this film together. But we want to hear from you how you're doing. We hope you're keeping safe. We hope, even with life, you know, sort of going back to normal, air quotes here, I hope you are taking care of yourselves. I hope that you are finding your happy place, no matter what you're going through. I know a lot of you are going through a really
tough time. Oh, and your happy place is not actually suffocating others. You know, I have a problem with this. That's a different topic.
We're going to talk about that later. I really have a problem with that stuff. Talk about that. Just find your happy place, guys. I hope you find your happy place. And we know that you're going through it. But trust me when I say that we are rooting for you. We're thinking of you, we're praying for you, we're sending you love and light, all the good things. It will get better. You know that life comes in these ups and downs. And maybe right now, because you're in the thick of it, you're not seeing the light and you're wondering how long is this going to go on for. Trust us, you will see the light very, very soon. And know that you have an entire team of people just cheering you on and wishing you only the very, very best, right?
Yes.
And you've got this. You're much, much tougher than you think. But also, if you do need help, please reach out. Don't be dying in your own movie, you guys. Those things,
come on, we talk about your movie.
Yeah, let's come and talk about your movie. Like, Kathy and I are here for you. Don't just be there chilling, saying, I'm going to die with this thing. Don't die with it. We are here for you, okay?
Yeah.
Whether you're boy, girl, man, or woman, please. In fact, we're going to be having more men on the show. We realized our communication from the male perspective was one of our most popular episodes, so it seems you guys like it when the fellas come on board, so we'll definitely be bringing more of them. For the fellas who are listening, if you want to be on, please let us know. We make this thing happen as well. But I think that's about it from us. So
adios. I don't have any final words because they cannot be final.
They cannot be final.
Yeah. Can
we'll catch you on the next one. Take care. Bye
bye.